Radio Visions is the new home for the art of storytelling through sound.
Radio Visions presents Mystery of Lost Cow Canyon, written by Dave Ame, directed by Charles Langdon, and starring Mark Anderson as Cookie, Frank Hunt as Hank Ballard, Michael Henry as Jimmy, and introducing Mark Bush as the Hungry Cowboy. Now, let's join Hank Ballard, Cookie, Jimmy, and the rest of the gang in the midst of a Texas cattle drive. Hank is reminiscing.
It was back a couple of years ago. We were taking a herd to market. We'd lost cattle in these canyons before, and I hated having to take a herd through them. Little did we suspect the adventure that awaited us.
What's for chow, Cookie?
It's beans and bacon.
Again? That's all we've had for the last 3 days.
Well, then, here, let me give you a hand. Turn your plate around like this, and now you got bacon and beans. Something different. Now get out of here, you big galoot.
Hey, Cookie, I gathered some firewood for you. Where do you want it?
Just put it in the old possum belly, Jimmy, and get behind those two fellas if you want your chuck. Don't think bringing me firewood's gonna get you no special favors.
What's a possum belly, Mr. Ballard?
Well, that's what Cookie calls that cowhide he has strung under his chuck wagon there, Jimmy. He keeps his firewood and buffalo chips in there.
Why has Cookie been so cranky these last few days, Mr. Ballard?
Well, Jimmy, you weren't with us the last time we came through Lost Cow Canyon, so you can't know about this place. But both of us, me and Cookie, we have some bad memories about this part of the trail.
Bring your plate over here. Step right on up. Come on, get your grub now. All right, that ought to hold you. You know that's right, Jimmy. Got a bunch of dried apples hidden away in the chuck wagon. So I'll make apple pie for everyone just as soon as these galoots are finished eating their whistleberries. Come on over here, get your grub now. Yeah. Looky here, Jimmy. You know, son, the last time we took a herd of cattle through this way, we ended up losing more than we should have. Look at this canyon. It's mostly sheer walls and a straight trail through. There ain't nothing here but water from that stream, pretty good grass, and plenty of rocks. Ain't no way a critter could get out of here without going either the way we came or the way we're going. Yet every morning when we got up, we would find tracks where some cattle had wandered away, and usually their tracks would just fade away and disappear. Sometimes they would lead right up to a solid cliff wall and come to a halt. I tell you, it was downright spooky. We sent out riders ahead and behind, and no one saw a hide nor hair of them. We had some good wranglers with us, and we was all watching come nighttime, but still them cattle critters managed to disappear.
And you see, Jimmy, because of that, we haven't brought a herd up this way in a few years. But we had to this year on account of we got such a late start. We save over 2 weeks this way, and I aim to get my cattle to trailhead while there's still somebody up there buying. Look, this is our first night in the canyon this trip, so I want you to spread the word among the hands to keep double watch tonight. Warn them to be on the lookout for anything that doesn't look right, sound right, or smell right. Also, I'll have some special instructions for them tonight, which I'll explain to you in a second.
Whatever you say, Mr. Ballard.
I've lost cattle to rustlers, bad weather, and loco weed, but I'm not going to lose any to ghosts. Ghosts don't eat.
Well, now, Hank...
And I'm going to come out the other end of this canyon with the same number of longhorns I entered with, or I'm going to know the reason why. In fact, I'm going to be looking into just that while we're here.
Hank, are you talking about what we talked about back at the ranch when we was talking? If you are talking about that, I don't want to talk about that. I don't like to talk that kind of talk.
What's he talking about, Mr. Ballard?
Oh, Jimmy, he just likes to talk.
That's not true. Why, I'm the most closed-mouthed man you ever met. Once over in the Gila Mountains, I had to hide in an old hollow log. Them big old pies and ants had a nest in that log and commenced to chew all over me. But I couldn't make a sound. I laid there all night while them ants tried their best to peel my hide off with me not saying a word. That's how closed-mouthed I can be. I was swole up so bad from them ant bites, I couldn't wiggle out of that
Jimmy,
log, so I just...
The last time we were here, Cookie and I followed a trail of missing longhorns right up to a cliff wall where the cattle and the trail both disappeared. There has to be some kind of a passage there somewhere, but we sure couldn't find it. So what I'm going to do, with Cookie's help, if he can keep his trap shut long enough, is take my bedroll and mosey over there and hunker down for the night. It's about two bends up the canyon, wouldn't you say, Cookie?
Yeah, about where the canyon kind of bends back on itself. But now, if you ask me,
And then if Cookie's jabbering don't scare off every living and non-living thing nearby, we're going to take turns stand and watch and wait and see what happens. You want to come along, Jimmy?
I sure do, Mr. Ballard.
Jimmy, call me Hank. Okay, here's what I want you to tell the boys. I want them to be especially alert tonight and on their guard. But if they do see some cattle being let off, all I want them to do is remember how many are missing and which way they go. Then in the morning, come sunup, half of them will guard the livestock and the other half of them will saddle up and follow the trail of the missing cattle. I expect that at the end of it all, they'll find you, Cookie, and me, and maybe we will get to know what's going on in this canyon.
Okay, Hank, I'll spread the word to the wranglers.
Cookie, we can ride as soon as you get them pies baking.
Well, now, Hank, I was thinking that maybe what we should do is just sort of...
Ooh.
Hank, was that a real hoot owl?
Yep.
Hank, was that a real coyote?
Yep.
Ooh. Ooh.
You think that was another real owl, Hank?
Cookie, you know that was a real owl.
It's kind of spooky out here.
How many times in your life have you spent the night wrapped in a bedroll under the stars? This is the same thing.
Yeah, but I never had to plan on meeting cattle-stealing ghosts before.
Ghosts don't eat cattle. It's flesh and blood people eating my flesh and blood cattle, and I aim to stop it.
If they're flesh and blood, how come they can walk through stone? And anyway, who says ghosts can't eat meat? Why, I remember once over by Silver City, this old sheep herder claimed to have a spirit dog that protected him by eating all the rattlesnakes that got into his camp. You could get up in the morning and see what was left of them snakes. Usually just rattles and rib bones scattered all over that camp, looking like they'd been chewed on. Well, sir, I'll tell you, I decided I knowed better than to believe that, so I figured to my everlasting regret
Will you guys be quiet? There's something moving down the canyon.
It's them. What do you figure, Cookie? 10 head?
My count's 12. What do you say, Jimmy?
All I can see are shadows.
You see that big cactus over by the cliff all by itself in the shadows?
Uh-huh.
Draw a bead to the right about 2 horse lengths, and he's there kind of hidden close up to the cliff.
Oh, yeah, I see him.
I can't even see the cliff.
Pretty good wranglers to peel off that many cattle on foot and bring them all the way back here without anybody knowing it.
Yep. What's that guy by the cliff doing now, Cookie? Looks like he's moving that boulder.
What boulder?
He sure is. Listen to it grumble. How in thunderation can he do that, Hank?
I don't rightly know, but you can move almost anything if it's balanced right and you have a lever and a fulcrum.
Where's he gonna get a fulcrum out here, Hank? Anyway, it would have to be a steam-powered version to move that hunk of rock.
I still don't see anything.
Forget it, Jimmy. Look, there go the cattle into the cliff. That boulder blocked the entrance to a passageway.
Want to stop them now?
No, let them get into the passageway. I plan to follow them in and see what's going on.
You sure that's a good idea?
Well, it's going to have to work. There goes the last of the cattle. Listen, the boulder's sliding back into place. Hey, Cookie, any of them still around?
No.
Then I guess we can stop whispering. Come on, let's see if we can figure this thing out.
We going to go into that cave, Hank?
Yep.
You mean the whole while we've been laying out there in the dirt, that's the best plan you could come up with?
Yep. You got a better one?
Well, we could wait until daylight.
It's going to be just as dark in a cave whenever we go in. It's too bad we didn't hear them talking. Maybe you could have figured out what they're up to, Cookie. Where do you figure that fellow was standing?
Right about where you are right now.
Okay, then what did he do?
Well, I figure he just kind of rolled that gigantic boulder out of the way somehow.
Nope, this thing isn't budging.
Well, it did look like he was reaching up real high, Hank.
Like this?
About.
Hold on, there's a handhold up here.
Holy mackerel and jumping cowpokes!
Well, ain't that something?
Well, looky here. They have light in here. They have torches stuck in wall holders. This is looking less and less like ghosts, isn't it, Cookie?
I ain't guaranteeing nothing so far.
We going in, Hank?
I don't figure the cattle are going to wander out without our help.
Okay. At least I can see better in there.
Come on. Let's stick together and follow the trail. There may be branches here, and I don't want anybody going off on their own.
Hank, I'm going to be closer to you than the buttons on your shirt.
How do we know which way to go?
Well, 12 longhorns will leave a trail, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here, down this way. Over there. Okay, straight down here, don't you think, Cookie?
Yep.
Well, looky here. A natural corral. Yeah? They're all here.
Now, we can get the cattle and get out of here, right, Hank?
Wrong. I'm gonna get my cows and then go and have a talk with these guys.
Now, Hank, I don't think it's such a good idea. It's gonna be like throwing rocks at a hornet's nest. We don't know how many more galoots are hidden in here.
Cookie, why do you always call everyone a big galoot?
I don't. I said galoot, not big galoot. But speaking of big galoots, here comes one now.
Great day in the morning.
Ooh, doggy!
Yeah, he's a big one. You think he's going to be friendly, Cookie?
Well, I'll try to talk. Whoa, you big galoot!
I never thought I would see anyone still standing after you hit him twice, Hank.
Yeah, it was that third punch that did it.
I was worried there for a while when he picked me up and was swinging me around by my foot.
Yep, that was when I climbed on his back and started hitting him in the head. That made him drop you.
When he grabbed you by your heels and started bouncing you on your head, I could tell he was getting tired.
Ah, yep. That'll tire him every time. Can't hurt me by hitting me in the head. That's just a waste of time.
All I know is it's a good thing there were three of us. First time I hit him, he hardly blinked. He sure is a big one. What do you make of him, Cookie?
Kind of reminds me of something I saw down in Mexico years ago.
Mexico? You spend much time down in Mexico, Cookie?
Yep. I was fighting in two of their big revolutions and half a dozen smaller uprisings. The general there was holed up in his fort and said we could never take his town. So I used trickery and cunning and got in without firing a shot. Woke up the general in the middle of the night and had him run out of town. Backwards. On a mule. With a woman's dress on. And then I went
down and got... Cookie. Can we pay attention to what's going on around here for now? Don't it seem like it might be a good idea to stop talking and tie this fella up before he comes to? And maybe keep quiet and watch out until we know where the rest of his friends are? Because if the rest of them are the size of this fella, we might just have a problem on our hands.
Well, I don't think they are, Hank. Because I got a good look of them outside.
You got a good look? It was darker out there than the inside of a black hen hiding under a wash bucket on a midnight with no moon.
Well, now, Jimmy, what you got to do is kind of look out from the corner of your eyes kind of squinty.
If you two don't keep quiet. With all of the things going on around here, my biggest concern is that the two of you will talk me to death. Now, give me a hand. Let's tie this guy up before he comes to and jerks the slack out of all of us. Okay, Cookie, yeah. Take the end of this.
Yeah.
Pull it tight.
All
right. Loop it over there. Okay, tie it off.
Hank, you figuring on?
Jimmy.
Well,
Cookie.
Hank. Well, gall darn it, Hank. The way out is behind us.
I'm going to find out what these guys are up to. You can come with me, or you can lead the cattle back to camp. But if you come with me, you both are going to have to keep quiet.
I'm with you, Hank.
So am I.
Good. Now let's see where this leads. What do you make of the drums, Cookie?
Sounds like they're having a hoedown.
Let's get a little closer.
Hank!
Cookie!
But Hank!
Look, you two. You see that ledge over there? Follow me on up there. Stay to the other side of these rocks and keep low. What do you make of it, Cookie?
There's a lot of them,
I'll say.
You know what's going on down there, Cookie?
Yeah. Well, it does look a little familiar. I can't quite make out the language, but I think I'm beginning to get the drift.
Look at that guy with a knife. What's he doing?
Hank, look! Over there!
Those two guys are holding that girl. Now they're stretching her out on the stone slab and tying her down.
Hank, I think I know what's going on.
Yeah, I think I do too. And they're not going to get away with it.
Look here, Hank. Maybe you'd better just,
that
you know...
That guy with a knife is getting closer to the girl, Cookie, and I don't like it one bit.
But, Hank...
I reckon whatever's going on down there is against Texas law, and I'm going to stop it.
Hank, we ain't still in Texas.
Yeah, and I took an oath as a deputy sheriff of Calico County to uphold the laws of the state of Texas. It didn't say anything about only doing it in Texas.
Hank is getting awful close to her with that knife.
Jimmy, now don't you go and get things stirred up any more than they are. Now the two of you listen to me. What do you have your six gun out for? Put it back.
Don't worry, I can hit that knife every time from here. No one's gonna get hurt unless they want to.
Just hang on for a second.
Look, Hank, he's holding it up high like he's going to stab her in the heart.
Jimmy, Cookie, get out of here. I'll hold him off while you get the rest of the boys. They may even be out at the cave entrance.
You done it now, Hank. You stirred up that hornet's nest. There's only one way to calm things down.
Come on, Cookie, I'm going to leave my six gun and bullets with Hank. Let's get the boys.
Beat it, Cookie.
Yeah, I'll beat it.
What's he doing, Hank? Oh, great purple horned toads. Oh, send a cell back home. They're going to dismantle him and sell his hide for tallow.
Oh, wait a second, Jimmy. Hang on. Cookie usually knows what he's doing.
Look at that. He sure is moving around in a peculiar manner. Is that dancing? He's moving like a bear, but I'm on the foot. Where's that chanting coming from, Hank? Is that Cookie making that noise? Sure sounds strange, like a holy moo cow. Look, Hank. They all just moved back and bowed down to Cookie, just like he had good sense. Well, now I...
Jimmy, will you shut up for a second?
Oh, okay, Mr. Ballard.
I don't know what Cookie's doing. Apparently, he's doing it right. He's getting things quieted down. Let's let him play his hand.
Look, Hank. He stopped dancing and started talking with that big one. Can you hear the language they're talking, Hank? It's like all grunts and bumps and hollow sounds, like a barrel of turtles rolling down a hill.
Hey, fellas. I'm all finished here. I think I can just about make it up to you over this way. If you lean over and give me a hand up, maybe take that big rawhide belt Jimmy wears and stretch it out so that I can catch the end.
Ow, Cookie!
Well, move your foot, you big galoot, if you don't want me to step on it.
Well, what'd you learn, Cookie?
Well, it took a while for it all to come to me, but I finally figured out that these guys are some distant cousins of some guys I knew in Mexico. A lot of things are the same, but a little different.
You knew them in Mexico?
Yeah, well, one branch of the family. First time I rode into their camp, it was by mistake. And if it hadn't been for an eclipse of the sun that I read about in the almanac,
they go around cutting the hearts out of young ladies then, too?
No, Hank. That's what I've been trying to tell you. That lady was in no danger at all. That whole business was part of the dance of the five macaws. It was a little different, so it took a few minutes for me to catch on.
The five macaws?
Yep.
And what about the knife?
Well, the story goes that once upon a time, they did sacrifice the hearts of people. Those priests wanted human sacrifice. One day, during the ritual, just before the sacrifice, five macaws flew over the head of the high priest, and he fell down into a trance. One of their old spirits of the forest came down to him while he was in the trance and told him to stop this stuff and showed him a new way to worship.
Well, how'd they end up here?
After wandering for years, they found this place and have stayed here ever since. One branch stayed down in Mexico, and those are the ones that I knew. That whole business with the knife and the girl was kind of like trying to get the forest spirit to reappear again. If you hadn't shot the knife out of his hand, you would have seen a guy come out from over that way, putting a halt to the goings-on, and by dancing around, telling them the new way to worship.
Is that what you were doing?
What I remembered of it. Did you notice the tricky way you have to move the back foot forward and the front foot back, and then reverse on the next step, and then to jump up to twist in the midair, and then...
How did you learn that dance, Cookie?
Well, you know, down in Mexico, their old holy man was a special friend of mine. One day, we were sitting around smoking them big black cigars with our feet propped up, and he says to me,
Cookie,
he says...
Cookie, did you talk to them about my cattle?
Well, yeah, I did.
Well, then let's get them longhorns and get out of here.
Well...
We'll what?
We're kind of gonna give them some.
Give them some?
Yeah, Hank. They pretty much live off cattle coming through here. Ain't like there was much game in these parts. A few deer, maybe, but no buffalo.
So, just how many can we take back?
Well...
You gave them all 12.
Well...
You gave them more?
Well...
Okay, Jimmy. Find out from Cookie what they need and see that they get it. No, Cookie, I've always said you'd end up talking me to death. Now I'm worried you're going to talk me into the poorhouse first. Come on, you guys. Let's get out of here.
Mystery of Lost Cow Canyon was written by Dave Aim, directed by Charles Langdon. Frank Hunt played Hank Ballard. Michael Henry was Jimmy. And Mark Anderson was featured as Cookie. The part of the Hungry Cowboy was performed by Mark Bush. Original live sound effects were developed and performed by Mark Bush and Marsha Bush and assisted by Alan Beatley, Wayne Hunt, and Mark Paulette. Original music was written and performed by Wayne Hunt and Alan Beatley. Our audio engineer was Steve Rydell. Remember, tune in again for another exciting adventure from Radio Visions. This is Lee Shepherd speaking.
This was a Radio Visions production.